Hello, my name is Simon Heron. I'm a security analyst for Redscan Limited. In this HelpNet security podcast, I'm going to be talking about the security of voice over IP or VoIP. There is tremendous growth in VoIP systems. According to Infinetics research, adoption of SIP trunking services alone grew 220% in worldwide in 2010. Voice is now data, and as such, it is the new attack vector for hackers into a company network. Most voice systems being deployed are based on Session Initiation Protocol, or SIP, which was designed in the 1990s when security was less of an issue. In fact, it has provided some considerable barriers to making it secure. In the next few minutes, I will talk around the demand for and the risk of VoIP deployment. I will finish off by suggesting a few measures that could be implemented to defend voice traffic. Anyway, to start, I think there's little question that VoIP can bring a number of benefits to a company, such as reducing costs, increasing flexibility, increasing functionality, and this is something which is especially attractive to small companies because small companies haven't had the benefits of large, fully featured PBXs. Reducing complexity and again being able to reduce down from two to one network is a considerable advantage. So there's quite a few incentives for companies to actually go towards VoIP. What companies fail to recognize, however, is that while they're investing heavily in their data networks, they are essentially leaving themselves vulnerable by deploying an unsecured voice network. Now, an example of this is I just recently had a colleague who went to visit a hotel that was using VoIP in their guest rooms. And they put this VoIP on one of their VLANs on their network. And it was not particularly difficult to sit in one of their rooms and basically hop from one VLAN into their data VLAN and hence onto their LAN with the inevitable results. And I think this error comes from the historical position where voice traffic was completely separate and posed no threat to data. I think it requires a new mindset to see the risks that are effectively being installed along with VoIP. Now, having a closer look at the actual protocol itself, and one of the primary concerns is that SIP messages can be sent in plain text. This makes those messages easy to modify or indeed to inject completely new messages into an established stream. So an attacker, amongst many other alternatives, can impersonate a user, effectively hijacking the call, or can actually modify the setup messages so as to redirect those messages, which is obviously very useful for wiretapping and listening into calls. The solution for this has been to transport SIP over an encrypted channel like IPsec or SSL, TLS, etc. However, this does not protect against application-level attacks. It effectively just encrypts them. So, for instance, a simple invite can cause the remote end to respond. This effectively allows a hacker to attack millions of IP addresses to see if there is a SIP-based system at the other end, which is obviously the first attack in any hack. Is there anything there to attack? This is far more efficient for a hacker than the old PSDN attack, where autodialers had to dial each number and pay for any that were answered. It is also much faster. In addition, and this is one of the things which is quite useful to a hacker, is that the actual PBXs in question tend to respond, and each response tells them about the PBX. So is it Asterisk, is it Cisco, is it one of these others? And that in itself allows the hacker to say, right, well, I will target this with a particular set of vulnerability attacks. Another issue is that any secured PBX is an invitation to the hacker to reroute hundreds of premium rate calls through that exchange, leaving the owner footing the bill can easily run into tens of thousands of pounds before it's discovered. This is called toll fraud. And unfortunately, under the current legislation, the owner of an improperly secured PBX is responsible for any charges incurred by it. However, hackers are not just interested in toll fraud. They are interested in things like denial of service attacks. Just access to passwords, which have a black market value in themselves, is useful. And simply just owning the server is great because then they can launch attacks from there as well. What I feel is that we have a very strong history of best practice in data that has been around for a long time. it is time to treat voice exactly the same way. But what we see are companies that have never been hit by toll fraud that will tend to use their limited past experience to decide on future preparation. And personal past experience is a poor measure of risk. For instance, just because I haven't had a car accident in 20 years doesn't mean I should stop wearing my seatbelt. Rather, I should look for a much broader statistical sample set to inform my decisions. So, what to do about this? The actions to protect voice servers are very similar to protecting other servers like email servers or web servers. Deploy defense in depth. For example, if we look at email servers now, it's very common practice these days to have some gateway or cloud solution protecting the email server. It is widely accepted that email protection needs more than a firewall. It has to be at the application level, allowing inspection of not only the protocol for correct implementation of that protocol, but also of the content to ensure payload is not infected, so we don't get viruses, we don't get phishing. And in the same way, companies should be looking at their SIP server in the same way. I think it's important to ask any supplier if the protection they have provided works at the application layer, as antivirus does. And also, what sort of research is happening behind that? You know, do they have a research lab that you would like your antivirus to have? Because you need rapid solutions to any issues that crop up. So what I'll leave you with is this thought. Voice traffic is no longer any different to data traffic. It has become data and must be treated as such.